President Mahama's interaction with the media yesterday is still making the headlines. Apart from his eloquence and knowledge of the issues on the ground, the president displayed tolerance and accommodated all shades of questions. Radio Ghana caught up with Ambassador Victor Smith, who could not hide his admiration for the president's performance. He said President Mahama deserves a second term of office because he's down to earth and has shown commitment to selfless leadership of the country. He spoke to George Ankra.
His style, down to earth, he shot straight with the people. He responded to the questions with the answers as best as he knows it. He has shown a commitment to bring prosperity to Ghana, to do what is right for all manner of Ghanaians. I saw a genuine person standing before us and said that you have given me the mandate to manage affairs of this country, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability. I have taken decisions which I thought were in the interest of this country. I have the mandate to do so. And he has stood before the media and the Ghanaians at large to explain his position on what he has done and what he has not done and some of the things he's doing to make a better place for all of us. Ghana is respected as one of the countries in Africa which is there to assist, especially the advanced countries, bring progress to Africa. Ghana has been touted as one of the most stable economies in this part of the world. Indeed, when the president, as ECOWAS chairman, and later on when he took a decision during the Ebola crisis to use Accra, in spite of the risk of Ebola coming here, to use our country and our capital to help world organizations, the UN and WHO, to coordinate the elimination, if you like, of the bad disease, Ebola. I think the world hailed him at large. And I was with him in the UN when the Secretary General praised him for that bold decision. That was a bold decision. It was risky, but he took it. And today we are still safe from Ebola. The region is relatively safe from Ebola. It did not touch Ghana. He has taken another decision. People have condemned it. But I thought even there was a riskier decision with the Ebola decision. So in a way, we are hailed as a country in less privileged position as the rest of the world, but a country where they could do business with in terms of helping the world at large to progress. So Ghana is touted as one of those countries. But it's true. I mean, in the global situation, when we go to the same, global markets, we export to the global market. Decisions are taken based on what is happening in the global marketplace. So if, as we all can see, the oil prices have gone down, prices of commodities that we are principally exporting and dealing with are going the wrong way, it's bound to be tough for us. You have to take bold decisions and not for us to drop completely as a country.